Was there ever any man so plagued with a trull as I, poor Antony, since I was wed? No sooner I get my belly full, but straight she will haste me up to bed. Or alas, she'll begin for to scold and to brawl, and call me rogue and cuckold with all. The while she with her comrades do tear it about, then I lies in bed and snore it out. 'Tis all the money that I get in a day, for to keep it quiet I give her at night. Or alas, she will find such a tongue for to belay, that for 2 or 3 hours she will scold like a sprite. Then up to the cupboard pill garlic doth hie, for to look for the crumbs that are long lain awry, and to steep them in skim milk whilst they are wet, and this is the common supper I do get. Then when I consider the sadness I am in, it grieves me to the heart most bitterly and sore, still expecting the worst of my sorrow to begin, being now I am fast tied to a scold and a whore. Then to patience for to stand my best friend, I knowing it is but in vain to contend, for fear lest the tongs or the ladle being nigh, which straightway in her passion at my head she lets fly. Once in a month, for fashion's sake, she will allow me for to come to her bed. But all the night there I do keep me awake, for fear lest in her fits she should knack me on the head. And as for the bed that I lie on myself, it is as hard as an oaken shelf, and the ticking it is made of the good hemp cords, but yet for all this I must give her good words. Sometime we did use for to piss in a pan, but the colander did chance for to stand in the place. She took it up into her hand and spilt it out about my stomach and face. I told her that she pissed beside, but she called me rogue and told me I lied. For it was not come for to touch her thumb, and she took it and she hauled it in the middle of the room. It was one that had been my sweetheart before, she came to the door for to borrow a pail. I kissed her once, and I thought of no more, but my wife fell about her tooth and nail. The girl stuck to her, and she clawed her about, that for a month's space she could scarcely stir out. For her face was so scratched, and her eyes so sore, that I never see a jade so mauled before. And then she got me for to drop in her eyes, and excellent water was sent her that day. But I got a liquor I more did prize, 'twas henbane and mercury steeped in whey. I dropped it in and I anointed her face, but I made the whore in a pitiful case. For she cursed and swore well she might, for never since that day she got her sight. And then I provided a dog and bell to carry her about from place to place. Then she cries, husband, I hope all is well, but before it was rogue and cuckolds to my face. Then blessed be the henbane and mercury strong, they made such a change in my wife's tongue. For it is a medicine hath certain and sure to be cured of a scold, but I'll say no more.